And the spiritual man says, no, whatever is temporal is subject to change. He knows what he has. He knows the blessing of God that he has in his life. Well, what are some indicators about this son of God, this spiritual man who is a son of God? Well, a son of God, sons of God, here's when you know, and I want you to know, well, how do I know that I've reached that place of growth as a son of God? And how do I know that I've reached that place of authority as son of God? Number one, a son of God is led by the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, I believe 14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So sons of God are led by the Spirit. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Sons of God will choose spirit things over the flesh. Sons of God will choose to operate by the dictates of the Word. They choose to operate by the dictates of the Spirit and not the dictates of the flesh. Sons of God do. Sons of God do. Sons of God. And these are indications. When you start seeing in your life that I am choosing the Spirit over the flesh, when you start seeing in your life that I am choosing the dictates of the Word of God over the dictates of the world, that should be an indication to you, hey, I am growing. You see, when somebody talked about you real bad and you chose, well, I'm not going to get back with them. I'm just going to pray for them. You ought to pat yourself on the back. I'm growing up. Because you're choosing the things of the Spirit over the things of the flesh. Number two, sons of God have manifestations of the Word. Sons of God have manifestations of the Word. You're not going to see very many carnal Christians have a lot of manifestations of the Word, but sons of God, those who've reached this level of the spiritual man, they will begin to have manifestations. See, all my life I thought manifestations will just happen for anybody. And that's just not true. Manifestations won't happen for anybody. They'll happen for people who are mature spiritually. Because manifestations happening for a child, it could kill that child. God knows what he's doing. Manifestations will happen for sons of God. And it proved it in that scripture we started off with. For the all of creation has an earnest expectation for the manifestation, it didn't say of children, but of sons of God. Those who have grown into the authority of their sonship. That's an indication. Number three, sons of God operate like Jesus. Jesus came to be our example. Jesus came operating as a man so we could follow that example. Jesus came subject to temptation so we could follow his example. And what we're supposed to do is receive the knowledge of the Son of God and operate like he operated on this planet when he was on this planet. Four, sons of God, they overcome temptation. The scripture says that there is no temptation given unto man. Not one temptation that God gave you, not one temptation that came to you. Let's turn to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13. Let's read 13 out loud. Ready? Read. There hath no temptation taken you, but as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Listen to this out of the Amplified. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that it is common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Boy, that's powerful. In other words, if you are being tempted as a spiritual man, you know that you're able to overcome it. Because you know as a spiritual man that God is not going to allow me to be tempted above human resistance. So if I'm being tempted, it ain't nothing but an opportunity to overcome the temptation. A spiritual man sees it as an opportunity to overcome the temptation. A carnal man sees it as an opportunity to yield to the temptation.